Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the number one podcast for plus-size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, March 15th, 2010. The new Plus Model Radio website was launched this month, and if you haven't already, make sure you check it out at www.plusmodelradio.com. We have two new supporters on the website, Sexy at Any Size and Size is Sexy. They have no affiliation with each other. We just have a lot of sexy supporters. One of the websites is for Nancy Hasen, who wrote the book, You Can Be Sexy at Any Size. And the second is for the Sexy Size is Sexy website, whose CEO, Shadi Livingston, was just on a few weeks ago. And you can find the links to them as well as the other supporters on the Plus Model Radio website. And if you are a supporter of this show and want to get your link on the website and get a shout-out, just go to plusmodelradio.com and sign up. It's free and easy. And we are holding a contest for a brand-new theme song for Plus Model Radio. We've been using the same theme song for 2 years, and it's time to switch it up a bit. And we've received some great song submissions so far, but we are still accepting until the end of the month. So visit the website to submit and for more information. And the wait is finally over. On today's show, the winner of the Redress NYC and Lucas Pictures 18-plus model search will be revealed, so definitely stay tuned for that. And as always, we've got a fantastic show for you this evening. Coming up later on the show are Carol Jarvis and Deb Malkin with the big announcement. Also, we have Plus Model Radio contributors Sage and Maddie joining the show this evening. But up first is Yvette Penfield. Yvette Ray Penfield is a working mom and plus-size model with a New York City and Miami-based agency. Her portfolio of work spans over 7 years and includes The Today Show, Good Morning America, Good Housekeeping Magazine, Motherhood Maternity, and many more. Yvette holds the title of Miss Manhattan 2008 and is also an active member of a number of professional organizations, including International Size Acceptance Association. Her new book, Your Guide to Plus Size Modeling, is a guide for those who would like to seize opportunities in plus size modeling and have fun while doing it. Author Yvette Ray Penfield writes about her experiences and what really works in the world of plus-size fashion and modeling. So let's welcome Yvette to the show.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So how did you get your start as a plus-size model?
Well, I had my daughter in 2000, and I had gained a significant amount of weight. I was about 208 pounds, and that was probably the heaviest I'd ever been. But I felt better than I had ever felt before, which was strange to me. But
right.
I thought I looked good. I felt good. And a couple of friends had mentioned plus-size modeling, so I just started doing some research because I really wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and make maybe a supplemental income on the mm-hmm. side and have fun and take care of myself. So I did my research, and I started going to some agencies, and I signed with an agency, started test shooting, and went on some castings and fell on my face.
Really?
Yes, because I did not know what I was doing. The only thing, I thought plus size models were like straight size models.
Mm-hmm.
Like just you show up at the casting plain, you know, not a lot of makeup, just very kind of like coat hangers with attitudes. Like that's how I feel
mm-hmm.
like straight size models are. But plus
mm-hmm.
size modeling is completely different.
Okay.
And so I learned that the hard way.
Okay.
And yeah,
so you use that to put in the book, which we're going to talk about a little
bit. I did. But I did end up signing with a good agency who coached me properly, and I started booking work and all of that. So with my past experience in that, it definitely helped.
So tell us some of the campaigns and projects you've been involved in where we would recognize you.
I've been in Good Housekeeping Magazine. I did an editorial for them. I've done work for Essence Magazine on the Today
Essence
Show.
Essence Magazine, an African-American
yes.
magazine?
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
Essence Magazine. I know, and I'm blonde. I love that. But so I was on the Today Show for them, and that was a lot of fun. They had some beautiful clothes and beautiful women, all shapes and sizes. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
And I've done Good Morning America for Lane Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked for Motherhood Maternity. I've done website and catalog for them. Swimsuits for All. I worked for them several times. And
okay.
Yeah, my most recent work was Magic Silk Lingerie for their queen size.
Okay. So
yeah.
you've been pretty steady with your jobs.
Yeah, I mean, it's supplemental for me. It's not like I didn't just step into it and, you know, I'm not an Amazon beauty. You know, I had to work at it. But I do work, and I do book work. So for me, that's successful as a plus-size model because the industry
right.
is so saturated.
Right, right.
So
you currently live in Florida, is that correct?
Yes.
So does most of your work come out of Miami, or do you travel to New York often?
No, most of my work comes out of New York. I travel to New York probably 2 to 3 times. Or actually every 2 to 3 months, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And so
you usually get direct bookings?
No, I usually get booked through my agent.
Okay. But, I mean, direct booking where you don't have to go and audition once you get to New York?
Right. Those are the only ones that I will do. Unless it's for a significant amount of money, I will travel to New York for a casting. But those are the only ones that I'll do. And
now,
it's usually clients that I've worked for in the past.
Right, so they're already familiar with you.
Correct.
So you have a background in pageantry as well.
Well, the funny thing is I really don't have a background in pageantry.
Mm-hmm.
I was Mrs. Manhattan 2008,
mm-hmm.
and it was really a great experience, and I learned a lot, but I wasn't raised in pageants, so it was a very new experience to me. But I learned a lot about myself and a lot about the state of New York.
Well, why did it even interest you, just to get some exposure?
I don't know. It wasn't just for – it definitely was not just for exposure. Like, I have a soul. I have a heart. And I wanted to – my mother is completely deaf, and one of the charities that I was contributing to was the National – Association for the Deaf.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went in with that behind me, you know. So it was for a lot of reasons. One of them was definitely for exposure, but
mm-hmm.
that wasn't the sole reason. So,
okay. And so
yeah.
Did you compete in, was it like Miss America?
Yes, I competed. No, I competed in Mrs. New York.
Okay.
And yeah, so I was representing Manhattan, and it was the Mrs. New York pageant.
And that's a pageant for women that are married.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So
you
had a good experience.
It was interesting. The pageant world is a totally different world. It was
right.
interesting. And my agent kept getting on me because I was very pageanty during shoots and stuff. And she was like, "You can't do that." And I was like, "Okay, I gotta watch that." So
tell us about your new book, Your Guide to Plus Size Modeling.
The book it's really about my personal experiences, my stumbles, my rejections, and my triumphs.
Mm-hmm.
It's I focus on the importance of utilizing the power of positivity to promote self-esteem and body acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of wellness exercises. There's positive daily affirmations. There's great studies and facts and that are kind of funny regarding plus-size women. And just one example would be there was a study stated that women with curvy figures are more likely to be more intelligent than their skinny counterparts. Yeah, I know, exactly. And that they may, in fact, produce more intelligent offspring.
Hmm.
And it's kind of funny because the reason being that the waist and hips, the ratio from your waist and hips, the better, because the researchers determined that it was a result of fatty acids around the hips.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular area, the fat is likely to be omega-3, which can improve the women's own mental abilities as well as her unborn children. So that's just one example of one of the facts about curvy women.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this not just advice about modeling, but you mixed it up
no.
a bit?
Yeah, there's definitely advice about modeling, but
mm-hmm.
it's an inspirational book for women of all
okay.
shapes and sizes.
Got it. Now, why did you decide to write a book about plus-size modeling when there are several books already in the market? Did you feel the other books weren't complete or lacking information, or what was it?
I think in my book I talk a lot about how the media portrays women. And
mm-hmm.
my partner and my daughter's father for 13 years is a well-known TV host and radio personality, actually.
Oh.
And yeah, so over the years, I've attended a lot of red carpet events and shows and all of that, and one thing that stands out to me is in 1999, the MTV Music Awards, we were seated two rows behind J-Lo and P. Diddy,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they always, I'm a big fan of her, and they always portrayed her as this very voluptuous Latino, you know, just very
mm-hmm.
curvy and voluptuous,
mm-hmm.
when I saw in reality, she's actually a size 4, if that.
Right.
You know, she's not super curvy.
She's
and
thin.
So that just struck me, you know, it just struck me. So from there, I just felt like, you know, I need to, you know, get the word out there that the media really portrays something that is not. So that's kind of
one
reason.
So that gave you the motivation.
That's one reason.
That gave you the motivation for the book?
Well, it was one of the things, one of the incidents that happened, you know, that kind of motivated. There wasn't one thing that motivated me.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that motivated me, though, is that most of the books that I've come across, the women, you know, they were kind of handed their modeling careers. They're 5'11", they're, you know, amazingly beautiful, like
mm-hmm.
exotic. And I, you know, it wasn't like that for me. I had to work. I had to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my story is coming from personal experience and working hard because not everyone is handed, you know, this
right.
career, this supplemental income, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it takes work. It takes knowledge. You got to know how to communicate with your clients and with your agent. I mean, there's a lot of different things involved. So I just wanted to share that. I felt like that was missing maybe.
And your book states that the advice in the book is specifically for women that wear a size 8 to 24. So do you have advice geared towards the larger plus sizes that don't fit into the agency stats?
I don't have specific advice geared toward them. The book, mm-hmm. that's kind of an ironic statement.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fashion industry looks at plus size as size, really size 6, 8 to 24,
right.
28. So they kind of fit into that plus size stereotype. So it's kind of an ironic type thing. But as far as the media is concerned, you know, I mainly wrote the book to inspire young women and women to see things in a new light and to accept that, you know, they need to take care and love their bodies no matter what size they are,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we're amazing and we're women, you know, and our bodies are beautiful. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So.
But for the book, is advice about getting signed by an agency, right?
It's it's not solely advice about getting signed by an agency. There is, if someone is interested in plus size modeling,
mm-hmm.
it's a great reference book because I list agencies, I list steps that you need to take, I list my personal experience,
mm-hmm.
but it's also an inspirational and positive book for women.
Okay.
For women of size.
So my next question was going to be, did you have advice for freelance modeling? But you're saying it's not just about getting an agent and working freelance and finding work in your market.
Yeah, it's not just about that. And, you know, to be honest, it's not really about freelance. It's mainly, like, that part of it is mainly geared towards getting an agent. But the book itself would kind of give you insight if you did want to do freelance.
Okay. So what the to my listeners, who would be the ideal woman that this book is geared towards? Would it be someone that is trying to break into the industry, or would it be just someone that wants some inspiration?
Honestly, it's for both.
Okay.
It's basically for the inspiring plus-size model or for the woman who wants to look and feel like a plus-size model. Because it focuses on inner beauty. And again, there's wellness exercises in it, like mirror exercises. There's great physical exercises. So I would say both, absolutely.
Now, do you have anything coming up we can be on the lookout for?
I have a book signing coming up this Saturday here in Jacksonville, Florida, at the Avenues Mall. It's going to be from 12:30 to 2:30.
Okay.
And so I will be there, and there's going to be a Belk fashion show, and it's going to be in the main court. And then around the 9th of April, I might have a book signing in Amsterdam in the Netherlands.
Wow.
At the American Bookstore. And I do reference international agencies as well in the book. So I'm working on that. What else? And
are you still modeling yourself, or you retired to author?
No. I still model. Like I said, Magic Silk lingerie was my most recent work. That was about a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, I'm supposed to be doing a costume shoot for them at some point. And yeah, so I'm still modeling.
And writing. Tell us your official website. If anybody's interested in ordering the book, how do we go about doing so?
It's at yourguidetoplussizemodeling.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to email me, it's yvette.pinfield@gmail.com.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show this evening. It was
thank
a pleasure
so
speaking
much.
With you.
Yeah,
and good,
thank you so much, Shanine.
And good luck with your book and your book tour.
Thank you.
All right. Have a nice evening.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. And again, check out her book entitled Your Guide to Plus Size Modeling, which you can order directly from her website. Now, up next on the show, we have one of our Plus Model Radio contributors, Supermodel Sage, who is going to answer your questions about plus size modeling. Hi, Sage, are you there? Hello? Hello? Okay, we might have a little technical difficulties. Let me try and connect Sage one more time. Hi, Sage, are you there? Okay, well, Sage, maybe you should try and hang up and call again. Try and connect one more time, and if Sage isn't coming through, then we'll just move on and catch her a little later in the show. So our next guest for the evening is Carol Jarvis. And Carol Jarvis is the head designer and founder of Plusology by Carolina Easley, and was constantly unsatisfied with the apparel options for plus-size women. The clothes were both too frumpy and made her look older, or they were too short and tight, trying to reflect a young trend that simply came across as classless. With fashion design and Carol's background, she began sewing her own tops. Carol knew that she was not the only one frustrated with the plus-size apparel options and that there was still a plus-size niche unfilled. In short, the apparel industry is providing plus-size clothing that is just simply practical and lacking the prettiness and expertise found within the pages of Vogue and Fashion Runways. With Plusology by Carolina Easley, you'll no longer feel overdressed, underdressed, or inappropriately dressed. Her mission is to provide a brand that is stylish, sophisticated, and comfortable for the plus-size consumer, reflecting the notion that the plus-size consumers watch the same TV shows, read the same fashion magazines, love fashion, newness, color, and just want to be fashionable. So let's welcome Carol to the show. Hi, Carol. Are you there?
Hi, Shanice. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Hello, everybody.
So tell us, how did you get your start in the fashion industry?
Well, I wanted to be a designer since I was 12. And I've always, you know, my mom sewed everything she wore practically when I was young, and I just always wanted to do it. And I think my fascination started when I was into watching old movies. And you know how the women, like the 1940s movies, the women are just always so neat and well-dressed, and
mm-hmm.
I think that's where it started from. So I've just always wanted to do it. You know, I got out of high school, went to school for it.
Oh, so you actually are professionally trained in designing.
Yeah, I went to Los Angeles Trade Tech School.
Okay.
And so I've worked American Apparel as a pattern designer. And also when the company owners split a long time ago doing that, then I worked for another one as an owner's assistant doing patterns and tracking fabric and working with the sample people. And from there, I also worked a handbag company in customer service, Isabella Fiori. So I've learned a lot through working for everyone, and I also went back to school after that for graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been able to kind of mix and mingle all of these skills. And
right.
So
why did you want to make a clothing line specifically for plus-size women?
Well, I've been plus size since high school, I guess. I've always been the biggest one in the room. That's how I describe it. And when I wanted to wear something or find something I liked, I couldn't find it in my size.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up, I think, to me, I felt like I was either overdressed because I was trying to look nice,
mm-hmm.
but it was just too much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't too much, then I was kind of not dressed up enough, you know what I mean?
So you always was insecure because you felt you didn't have
yeah.
the same fashion choices.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, and it was frustrating. So I actually started doing patterns in high school before I was trained. So
oh.
I was just, you know, just trying to pull it together,
mm-hmm.
you know? So
And so you're just making things for yourself.
Right, right. So what's interesting is I've been in the major department stores, and I've had a top on of mine. And I remember being in line because I never have a large, you know, payment there because I don't buy much there because I can't find what I like.
Mm-hmm.
So I always just pay it off. Like I'll get, like, maybe a pair of pants or something, you know, because I don't
mm-hmm.
make pants myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in line one day, and a lady says to me, oh, that's nice. And I'm thinking she's talking about the shirt on the rack. And
mm-hmm.
I'm making conversation. Yeah, okay, that's nice. And she goes, oh, is that where it's at? And when she did that, I realized she was talking about the shirt I had on my back.
And she was looking for it in the store to buy.
In the store to buy. And I was like, okay, all right, I get it. You know, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And then she wanted to know if I sew for people. But I didn't really do a lot of custom sewing in that respect because I mainly do custom sewing for ballroom dancers, which is another stretch I do.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have done it for weddings or something like that and not just regular clothes for people, you know.
Okay.
But
and so that was the beginning of you starting your own line, just getting compliments on your own things.
Yeah.
And so who is is it Carolina, Carolina?
Carolina Easley.
Yeah, now is that a actual real person?
No, Carolina Easley is a brand name that we came up for our line initially, and it's a mixture of my name and my grandmother's maiden name.
Okay.
My grandmother, they used to have sketches in newspaper magazines of fashion editorials, and she could sketch it like she was a professional. And she also had a grant, I guess they call them, to an art school, but she never got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost feel like she's a guardian angel on our business. And so we decided to call it Carolina Easley.
And on your website, I see there is a section called Plusology Wisdom. Now, what is that?
Well, the Plusology Wisdom, whenever someone purchases one of our garments, we send out the hang tags always have some kind of wisdom on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they vary in what they say, but it's always something positive so that someone feels it's uplifting. So if you're having a bad day, maybe the wisdom will, you know, help you look at something in a different light and feel better. Because sometimes you can be very hard on yourself because the people are hard on you, especially when you're not the average, well, not the average, but what they consider the average size.
Right.
In the mainstream media.
So right.
You can start feeling down on yourself that you don't look like that. And they,
so is it original things that you write yourself or quotes and things you take away from other places?
It's usually original in that we tweak something. Like if we see something we like,
mm-hmm.
then we go, well, that would work if we changed it just a bit to, you know, be personable for Plusology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's strictly original, and sometimes it's a play on something we saw, and we just tweaked it a bit.
Mm-hmm. But, now, let's talk about the line a little bit. For those who are not familiar with your clothing line, what types of clothing are included in your collection?
A lot of it is some cottons mixed with denim,
mm-hmm.
and it's a casual, I call it a casual chicness. In that it's casual in the fact that you could wear it with a canvas pair of sneaks, right?
Oh, uh-huh.
Out running errands or to the park or something. But it's chic in a way where you could totally style it up differently and you can wear it on a date somewhere with someone.
Right.
And you don't feel like you've, I mean, you don't feel like you don't look like you've tried too hard, you know? You just
right.
look like you have natural prettiness about you that nobody can explain. She's, oh, my gosh, you just look so nice. You know?
Right. And so what is the size and price range of the clothing that you carry?
We carry 1X to 6X, but we will take custom requests if someone needs something they don't see that we have. And our 1X to 6X, it's very... Depending on the style, it could end up being our 1X could end up being a 12 or a 14,
okay.
depending on which style it is. Because if it's something that's made a little more tailored in,
mm-hmm.
then it may fit more of a 12 than a 14. But it's usually a 1X to 6X.
Okay. Well, that's good with your sizing because I know a lot of plus size clothing lines stop at a 3X. And some larger ladies don't have anywhere to shop even with the plus size clothing lines.
That's exactly right, because I go to the Magic Apparel Show once every year, and when you go to like things like the Magic Apparel Show and to the Wynn Show in Las Vegas, and you go through all the plus, who offers plus sizes, they stop at 24 or they stop at 3X. Mm-hmm. And so then you wonder, well, no wonder there's no clothes out there for anyone who's larger. They don't even have anywhere they can shop. And then I started thinking, well, do they not like to shop? Or do they just not like offer it? And so that's why they don't shop. You
right.
know?
There's
so,
not many choices.
Right.
And so, and what's the price range of the clothing you carry?
Anywhere from, right now it's anywhere from $45 to $250.
Okay, and so what would a $250 piece be?
A $250 piece would be our longest dress we have, and it's very intricate in the design where it takes a lot of fabric because it's a ruffly dress,
mm-hmm.
and the fabric, the cost of the fabric. So a lot of fabric in it, a lot of ruffles, and that's why that one particularly is $250.
And that's still a casual dress, or that's something more dressy?
It's dressy, but it still can be. That's what's unique about Plusology. You can wear it to a picnic if you wanted to with some flip-flops, or you could put on some heels and some chunky jewelry, and you could still wear it with a nice little maybe beaded wrap or cardigan, and you can wear it out for an evening at dinner or something.
Now, are you ever looking for models for your website or for fashion shows? Because a lot of my listeners are looking for modeling opportunities.
Well, we're not looking all the time, but we keep a list of models because I get model submissions weekly, and I get inquiries all the time. I want a model for you. And so we keep them in a file. So when we do have a casting, we'll go to the file and we'll check them out. But a lot of the models we have worked with, some of them we want to continue working with. But if we have fashion shows, then we'll go through our casting and then we'll see if we have to supply the models ourselves, we'll go through the casting that we've started generating in our files.
All right. And do you have anything coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Well, we're considering, it's not set in stone yet, but we're considering doing a Plusology calendar where we will do a casting of models, and they'll be known as the Plusology Girls.
Okay.
But it's not quite set in stone yet, so it's just in consideration right now. Other than that, we do have a site-wide deal going on online till the 21st, and if you go to Plusology.com, you'll get a coupon code to use site-wide. And in April, we're going to debut a few spring-summer pieces into the line. So
well, awesome. And tell us again the official website and how we can keep up with all your upcoming events and sales.
The website is plusology.com. And
you might want to spell that.
That's PLUSOLOGIE. Plusology. And anything that's coming up, we usually post it on Twitter or Facebook. And we also have a blog that you can get to via the website also. And that's usually how we let everyone know what's going on with Plusology.
Well, awesome. And to those listening that wanted to see some of your clothes on the runway, you also were a designer in the Love Your Body Day fashion show. And your clothing can be seen in that Love Your Body Day video online.
Yes, that was fun.
Yes. Yeah.
And the important thing about Plusology is people like the items, but I get a lot of things about I love the fit.
Right.
And we concentrate on the fit a lot because we're not just trying to put out something that's just stretchy and anyone can stretch into it. We're really trying to fit the body, a plus-size body, and take time to concentrate on a silhouette that's flattering.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show and continued success with your clothing line.
Thanks, Shanice. You too.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Now, we're going to try to connect with Sage again. She's calling back. Let's see if we can get Sage in. Hi, Sage, are you there?
Hi, yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yay.
Okay.
Good, good. I could hear you, but yeah. Well, I'm really glad we connected. Good.
Yes. Yeah, so tell us the question you have for this evening.
Yes. Yeah, so I have a couple here that I was going to answer, and I want to thank people who did email me and also post questions on the Facebook page. So I hope people will continue to do that. It's a quick thing. I had Jessica from Detroit, Michigan, write in to ask where to buy padding.
Okay.
And she says that she wants to have her kit ready and cannot find it.
Okay.
To buy. So we recently got an email. I'm with Wilhelmina, New York. We recently got an email from one of the bookers there because she discovered a new website. Which that's called lovemybubbles.com.
Bubbles?
Yes, lovemybubbles.com. And then just the other two were fabulousfit.com and Fredericks of Hollywood. I get this question a lot, and it's a lot harder to find than most people know. And a lot of girls will lend it to each other on set because they can't figure out where to get it from.
Oh, okay.
So that, yeah, so it's a, I don't know. So I'm going to share the information.
Okay.
And not keep it to myself. But another, we have Louise from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, asked, where besides New York is there work in the U.S.?
Okay.
And so I was thinking about that, and
because you work everywhere.
Yeah, but I mean, because she's in school there and can't move to New York,
mm-hmm.
but Miami is very close to there,
mm-hmm.
and there is work there.
But is Miami work seasonal or is it year-round?
Mostly seasonal, but the seasons I feel like are lasting longer than they used to,
mm-hmm.
but it is kind of inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
But for breaking, I think when you're first getting started, it's good to have, like, you know, start slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're, like, building your success, building experience, getting slowly known. And then, of course, there's Dorothy Combs Models there, which is the only exclusively plus agency in the U.S. LA.
Well, wait, no, there's IPM. I got to say IPM Models,
too. Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. Okay. Sorry, I'm partial towards Dorothy Combs because I'm with her.
Right.
But I don't want to forget IPM, excuse me. Absolutely. Embarrassed.
And so the answer to the question would be Miami. And is
Miami. And also, like, I started out in L.A. originally.
Mm-hmm.
But things have really changed. There's really not that much work there anymore.
Okay.
Mostly it's just if you're a junior-looking model, you can work there because we have Tori based out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And Faith 21.
Right.
And then, let's see. And then I think the only other two are Chicago. I mean, I'm talking like major markets.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is Kmart, Kohl's, Carson's.
Do you do anything in Atlanta ever?
I've heard there's a lot of work there, but no.
Okay.
I haven't. But I know Macy's closed there.
Mhm.
And I think that they used to have girls in. But yeah, so I think those are the major ones.
Okay.
But I'm hoping people can send in their questions.
Yeah, let us know how to send in questions to you.
Either on Plus Size Model Radio blog or on my Facebook, please, on the fan page at Sage Salzer Model.
Cool. And so you'll
yeah.
do the research and get that. Well, you don't have to do research because you know it all, basically.
I've been in it almost a decade now.
A decade? Really?
Almost, yes. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for contributing to the show tonight, and we're looking forward to hearing more from you in the upcoming shows.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, so we finally got Sage on the show, and now we're going to hear the latest scoop from Madeline. Hey, Madeline, are you there?
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I'm good. So what's the latest in the plus world?
Oh, good Lord. A lot of stuff is going on. New York is really, really buzzing, and there's a lot of stuff going on. We just did a really great photo shoot for the May issue with model-turned-photographer Nikki Gomez. We're hoping that this editorial will inspire her to come out of retirement. She's been modeling with Coogee for the past couple of months, and so she came on board, and we did an editorial, huge spring editorial, with her and Kaylee O'Sullivan. Kaylee was fantastic. I emailed her her booker, Aida, at Click New York about it because she was just fabulous. So that's going to be in the May issue, and it's going to be the hottest spring trends. And we got clothing from such great, great designers, one boutique out in Atlanta called Curvista. And their stuff is just, it's affordable, it's beautiful, it was well-constructed. It really, really impressed me. They sent me jewelry. They sent me hats, bags, everything. I mean, it was just, we were so impressed with the quality of their work. And we hope to be working with them again in the future. But for the April issue that's coming out in just a couple of, a week and a half almost, we're actually going to have Joanne Borgella on our cover. She was, for people that don't know her by name, she was the winner, the first winner of Monique's Fat Chance. She was also an American Idol. She's a Wilhelmina model, and she also has her own accessory line.
Right.
Currently, she's working on her own album, and so we married the modeling and the music issue aspect by using Joanne Borgella on the cover.
Awesome.
We're also working on preparations for the Curvy All-Star Weekend. We still have the Friday night party information coming out in the April issue, or maybe sooner, maybe. We are working on something for Saturday in between, something just for a couple of hours. I know people are going to want to kind of veg out or go shopping or something on that Saturday, but we are working on something possibly with the Glamazons. And then Sunday is the walk, where we're going to meet at 8 o'clock at the South Street Seaport at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be walking 3 miles. And if you're interested in donating or being a virtual walker or walking with us, go to www.maine.nationalmssociety.org/go-to/plusmodelmagmaddie, or go to our blog, and you will see our Curvy All-Star Weekend information on there. And our blog is plus-model-mag.com. Also, just to mention, Full Figured Fashion Week is doing the first ever tall and full-figured male casting here in New York City on March 23rd. We put that also on our blog. I've had so many men email me over the years, you know, when are you going to have, you know, men included, when are you going to have men included? And we haven't done it, and it has been in the back of my mind, and I think this is a really great casting and a really great opportunity for anyone in the New York City area, or even, you know, if you can just make it from a surrounding city, to come to the casting on March 23rd. I'm not involved or anything. I just thought it was really, really great that the males are actually going to be in the house this year for Full Figured Fashion Week. And that is pretty much it. I mean, we have a lot of stuff going on, and the April issue is going to be really great. Our guest editor, Shantae Gordon, has been doing a great job. And we have great interviews with some of the top curvy artists, and I'm really excited about it.
All right. So don't go anywhere, because
okay.
There are a lot of people listening for the winner of the 18-plus model search.
Let
me connect Deb on the phone. Deb, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay.
Hey.
Let me give you your introduction. Deb is a Long Island native who spent much of her young adult life hating her body, but transformed into a passionate size acceptance advocate. She created, with a few of her friends, the Fat Girl Flea Market to create a body-positive shopping event that was affordable, affirming, and fun to raise money for No Lose, a size acceptance organization for the gay and lesbian community. Through the annual event, she became passionate about resale and vintage clothing and opened the first ever resale vintage clothing store exclusively for sizes 14 and up in New York. So let's welcome Deb to the show.
Hey. Hi, Shanice.
Hi, and we have a lot of people listening because the chat room for the show is full right now. People are wanting to know who won, but before we give away the winner, let's chit-chat a little bit to keep them in suspense.
Okay, great. Oh, hey, Maddie.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, I'm excited. Deb, thank you for being here with me.
No problem. Anytime.
So, Deb, tell us about your store, Redress, for those listening that might not be familiar with it.
Well, my store is what we like to call a fashion oasis for the plus-size woman. So it is got a little bit of everything. It's a little bit like your dreams come true. It's almost 3,000 square feet. It's got everything from contemporary clothing to vintage clothing, sizes large and above. We are a buy-sell trade store, so you can bring in clothes that are sitting in your closet that are in great condition but don't work for you and turn it into cash or store credit. And we're a little eclectic. We're a little off the wall, and we love to dress people. We love to style and dress women who come in. So if you get the full treatment when you come to shop at Redress.
Now, why did
you want to... everything is affordable, too. The other part, the other like great part about resale shopping, because that's what we are, we're a resale store, is everything is at least half off the original retail price or more. So, you know, we've got Abby Z jeans that used to sell for $150. We have them for $10.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's some amazing bargains. So it's a great way to shop. You can feel good about your body, and you can feel good about your bank account.
Now, why did you want to sponsor a model search, especially for plus-size models, size 18 and above?
Well, first off, for our store, size 18 is about our average size customer. So we've got, you know, customers on the smaller end and a lot of customers on the bigger end. I was also really inspired by you guys at Plus Model Magazine launching your 18 plus section of the magazine and really advocating for women who want to be models who are struggling for visibility. And I, you know, like to throw in a little bit of activism with everything I do. So I thought, well, if we're going to do a model search, I want to do a model search because I needed to do a photo shoot. I was going to do a photo shoot because we do some advertising and, you know, visuals are very important in terms of representing who you are and what your store is about in some of the marketing that we do. So I was going to do a photo shoot with Luke from Lucas Pictures. And then I said, well, why don't we open it up and actually instead of just picking one of the models who I know are really skilled and capable out there, whose faces are really familiar to a lot of people, let's create an opportunity for somebody who is unknown to go out there. And then at the same time, I wanted to show the modeling agencies that there are clients who want to book girls who are size 18 or above.
Mm-hmm.
So, because that would be me. I would be the client.
Right.
And so I kind of wanted to create that. And I really want to knock everybody's socks off with, like, great photo shoot that we're going to do.
So you took submissions online as well as in person at an in-store event. Now tell us how the submissions went in the in-store. Did you get a lot of submissions?
We got a lot of submissions total. We actually got 100 submissions, which I thought was great. And if you've ever looked through 100 submissions, and we also asked for an essay because we wanted to know that somebody was, you know, kind of feeling beautiful inside and out and felt confident about their body. Mm-hmm. We asked the applicants to give advice about self-love that we could share with, like, our customers and people who read our Facebook page, so that everybody got a chance to share who they were, you know, in general. And so we're going to be putting up 3 of those model search essays a day until we're done. So it's going to be, like, over the next month. And then we got a good number of people who also came to the store to do the shoot. And that was really fun.
And Deb, I have to say that your submissions were so great. Like, looking through those pictures,
yeah,
I have never seen so many beautiful size 18-plus women in my life. Being in the store was great.
Yeah. It was really hard. It was harder than I thought it would be. I'm actually still going, I don't know how to pick. I mean, we have to pick somebody. So we have somebody picked. We actually, it was me and my staff and Maddie, and there was one person who was on everybody's list. I won't say who that is yet, but
Before we tell who the winner is, because I know people are waiting, what will the winner win? What are the prizes?
Well, there are 3 prizes. The 3rd prize is a $100 gift certificate to the store.
Okay, you can really rack up with that.
Yeah, and you know what? We have things that are $5. You know,
right.
Our average dress price is like $22. So you can get a lot of stuff for $100. Or you can go buy, you know, an amazing vintage dress and feel great about it. So, yeah, so $100 gift certificate to the store. The 2nd prize is also a photo shoot with Lucas Pictures, an in-studio headshot shoot. Which is great also for somebody's lookbook or somebody's, is it called lookbook? I don't know anything
portfolio.
About modeling.
Yeah. For their portfolio. Yeah, we're going to do a great photo shoot.
For their portfolio or for an actor or, you know, and then the main prize is the actual redress photo shoot that we will be using in our advertising and in our store campaigns.
Okay, right. So... without further delay, let me get a little drum roll going.
You actually have a drum roll. That's awesome.
So the winner of the Redress and Lucas Pictures 18-plus model search is...
Do you want the... It's so good. Blow your moment of drama. Do you want the main prize winner, or you want me to go from 3rd to...
I don't know. Either way.
Okay. So the $100 gift certificate winner is Courtney Alexander.
All right.
She is amazing, had an amazing face, a gorgeous essay filled with sass and confidence. Our 2nd prize winner for the headshot shoot is Mary Moose, and she is young and fresh and has an amazing vintage look. She's got this gorgeous redhead with the amazing eyes, and I think that photo shoot's going to be incredible. And hopefully she'll work with us and we'll style her for it as well, which would be a lot of fun.
Great.
And now our 1st prize winner for the redress Lucas Pictures 18-plus model search is Audrey Lee Curry.
All right.
She is. Yay. Oh.
All right.
She is New York City's own, our very own applicant, and she is a fashion icon. She was seen on TV during Fashion Week. And she's got an amazing presence, which we think is a great fit for redress, with a style and personality that is really over the top. She really captures your attention and kind of takes your breath away. So I'm really, really excited to work with Luke from Lucas Pictures and work with Maddie and create an amazing photo shoot using her.
Well, congratulations to all the winners. Now, for the girls listening that didn't win, will there be more opportunities for size 18-plus models?
I hope so. I mean, we're, you know, right now, I think I need a year to recover from this process. It was my very first model search ever. It is really hard to pick. I actually would encourage, there were so many gorgeous women who applied. So, one, I wanted to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody. I mean, it takes a lot to put yourself out there, to say that this is something you're excited about and feel passionate about. And I want to encourage women to, you know, continue to pursue their aspirations of modeling or their aspirations of performing or whatever it is. I know Plus Model Magazine is doing like an intensive in April. There's, you know, you guys are the best place to get a lot of information about modeling. So there's a lot of women who are looking at, you know, at this as an opportunity to pursue their dreams. So I want to, you know, really want to encourage everyone to continue doing it. This is not your only opportunity. And also, I just want to thank everybody for their essays and sharing their heartfelt words of wisdom. And I'm excited to get to continue to share that ongoing with all of our customers, with people who know about Redress all over the world.
And is there a certain place we can look to see the pictures and essays of the winner?
Uh-huh. You can see all of the pictures and essays are up on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/redressnyc. And there is, I've been posting the essays as notes called Model Search Words of Wisdom, I think it's called, or Words of Inspiration. And there is a photo page that has, if you click on photos, you'll see a photo album that has all the entries of all the model search people. And we'll be posting up all the winners as well very shortly. And then, of course, when we're done with our photo shoot, we will share all of those pictures as well.
Yeah. All right. So well, awesome.
They're going
Andy.
To be part of the 18-plus editorial.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, that's part of the prize. They're going to be in the magazine also. And just being, you know, a part of this, you know, really was – an inspiration for us at Plus Model Magazine, because there were so many beautiful women. You know, I'm so excited to, you know, have such a pool of women that I can pull from for 18-plus editorials.
Right.
That is great. There are definitely some people, Maddie, who maybe didn't quite fit the Redress, like, you know, we're a little bit funky, we're a little bit edgy, we're a little bit over the top, but who would look great in a lot of other editorials.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Absolutely.
I do really want to encourage you. We did ask for some women to send us in some extra photos and stuff. So it was a very tough choice. And so there might be opportunities for women to continue to work with Plus Model Magazine.
Well, awesome. Thank you for announcing the winner on the show. I don't think you were ready for my drum roll, though.
That
I think I scared
great.
You a little bit.
Thank you for the drum roll. It was priceless. Thank you, Jeannie. And thank you for continuing to be such an inspiration in the work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, ladies, and I'm sure I'll talk to both of you soon.
All righty. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
And thank you to all of our fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next time, and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected. If you're interested in advertising on our show, being a guest, have questions, or looking for more info, visit the website at www.plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join the Plus Model Radio fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. And I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.